The Omicron variant of COVID-19 is spreading throughout the U.S. and the world. Amid this new surge, commentator Abby Maxman, CEO of Oxfam America, says ending the pandemic will require us to look beyond our borders and help boost vaccination rates in other parts of the world.
When I was a young aid worker, I had a recurring nightmare. A woman with a baby on her back pounds on my door seeking refuge, but there are thousands of others behind her. I want to protect the woman, but I can't let everybody inside. My desire to help is palpable, but so, too, is my inaction. It haunts me. And it's haunted me during the pandemic, when even now, thousands of people are still dying from COVID-19 every day. With safe and effective vaccines, the United States has the tools and resources to help solve this crisis globally. But we are plagued by an instinct to only save ourselves. More than two-thirds of people in the U.S. have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. But only 5% of people in low-income countries have had the same opportunity. Throughout my career working in humanitarian aid and development, I've witnessed too much needless suffering. 30 years ago, the cause of that suffering was HIV/AIDS. I was on one of the first commercial flights into Rwanda after the 1994 genocide there. I trekked through narrow paths across the country, carefully avoiding landmines, with my translator, Jonathan. Together, we spoke to countless survivors who shared harrowing stories of terrible trauma, violence, and persecution. During the time we worked together, AIDS began to ravage Jonathan's body. Each day, the blisters on his skin left stains on his well-pressed shirts. He died from a disease that was not yet truly understood, leaving 4 children without a father. Today, nearly 20 million people in Africa receive treatment for HIV/AIDS. Now it's a chronic disease, not a death sentence. Achieving this reality was a long and complex process, and it too faces setbacks in the shadow of COVID. But we know we are capable of solving seemingly insurmountable health crises with political will, sound policy, resources, and science. When the news is especially bleak, I still dream about that mom and baby knocking at my door. It weighs on me. But it also drives me to do what I can to alleviate human suffering. We must ensure that everyone has the same access to life-saving vaccines we do. And we must remember that saving ourselves is not enough, and it won't end the pandemic.